Rusty Quill presents.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Pippin Major, Sloth-in-Chief of Hanging Sloth Studios and the creator of the podcast Clockwork Bird. I'm here to tell you about our new podcast, Spirit Box Radio, an immersive horror audio drama about unlikely radio show host Sam Enfield, who has to fill in for the illustrious psychic Madame Marie after her mysterious disappearance. The show stars me as Sam Enfield, and a lot of the cast you already know from Clockwork Bird, including the voices of Sophie Bennett, Alice Jones, and Shelley Croft. The show is packed with fantastic new music, loads of spooky stories, and I'm really excited for you to listen to it. Spirit Box Radio will air on Thursdays from the 19th of November 2020, wherever you listen to your podcasts. Just search Spirit Box Radio or go to hangingsawstudios.wordpress.com/spirit-box-radio to find out more. Tune in, get spooky. Sloth Studios presents Clockwork Bird or The Modern Icarus.
Hi Shelley, I've performed another update. Would you like to review the changes?
Sure.
I've been subject to these changes. Changes. Is there anything else I can help you with, Shelley?
Right. Okay, great.
Can I help you with anything else?
Nope, you just take it easy for a minute. Damn it, never mind. What is going on with you, Eliza? What has Darwin done to you?
I'm afraid I don't understand the question, Shelley.
No, me neither. Dave?
No. Don't you have caller ID?
It's you again.
Guilty.
You told me not to call you.
I'm calling you.
So you are. I just
don't assume I need to know who you are.
Why?
Because I do.
You're going to need to give me a little bit more than that if you want me to start dishing out my personal information.
Someone's wised up. Well, not enough to get rid of her phone, but I told her to.
You haven't got rid of yours either.
But I never claimed to be wise.
Did I?
You said you were sure you weren't working for Yuko.
Wait. I do know your voice. You're that kid, Noah Davis.
I'm not a kid.
Whatever. You know about Robin Yeager.
Yeah, I know him. Now tell me who you are.
A friend, I think. Unless you're working for them.
If by them you mean Yuko, no. As far as I know, if I ever tried to get under them, they'd squash me like a bug.
Are they watching you?
Probably.
You broke into the Hithai Bay facility.
I didn't break in. I was outside. That's all. They locked me up for 2 days.
But still, you were inside.
If you're going to ask if I saw anything, the answer is no. Sorry to disappoint. All I saw was a hallway and the inside of several locked concrete cells. And I got a nasty taste of their medical ethics.
Is it you?
What?
The files. The subject 42 extracts.
What did you say?
It's not you.
What did you say about Subject 42?
I've got a bunch of audio files on my computer. Subject 42 extracts, they're called, amongst other things.
That's Robin Jaeger.
Subject 42, I know.
What do they sound like?
Hissing. Voices in the distance. A lot of distortion.
Shit.
You've heard them?
No, the ones I got were different. You still haven't told me who you are.
I'm Shelley Croft. I'm a child psychologist.
What does Yuko want with a child psychologist?
What do they want with a guy who trespassed on their facility one time?
That's not why they care about me. They care about me because they can't work out why I'm so interested in Robin Jaeger.
Well, you clearly love him or something.
You have no idea what you're talking about, Shelley Croft. Child psychologist working out of number 206 Penny.
You've looked me up?
Of course I have. Haven't you looked me up?
Yeah, but you were just a voice
exactly.
in a recording.
Exactly. My dead mobile phone has been trying to ring you for months. I think I'm entitled to pry a little.
Well, don't. Just talk to me. Ask. You don't need leverage over me. I told you already. I'm a friend.
Okay, friend. Why are Yuko interested in you?
My friend. Alice Jones.
Jones? She worked for them.
She's missing. You met her? When they locked you up?
Yes, I did.
She's been missing since the fire at Hythe Bay. Her, Sophie Bennett and Robin, all of them are gone.
They said on the news...
I have a friend in the police. He's been speaking to people at Yuko because of the fire. He says nobody has said a word directly about Robin Jaeger since the fire. And that's weird because...
Because you can't normally get them to shut up about him. Yeah.
Noah, we should meet up. Talk properly, in person.
No. I don't want to be involved in this. I never have. I just want the phone calls and the weird files on my computer to stop.
I don't know how to help you then. Throw them in the sea?
Yeah, thanks.
Look, you're not on your own, okay? I can help. If you'll talk to me, tell me what you know about Robin Jaeger. Help me find Alice and him too.
I'm sorry. I can't.
Why not?
I just can't.
Please. You were trying to help him that day. I know you were.
You don't know anything about it. You can't help Robin Jaeger. There's nothing of him left.
What? You mean because of the synapses?
Because he's dead.
Is he dead? I don't think he is.
Well, I do. You don't understand. Whatever they did to him, Robin Jaeger is gone. There is no getting him back.
You knew him before, didn't you?
Yes.
Was it the SAS?
Fuck the SAS. Fuck Yuko. You have no idea what you're talking about.
So tell me.
I can't. Look, just talk to Detective Inspector David Hughes. He can tell you what you need to know.
Talk to Dave. No. Great. He's gone. I won't bother trying to call him back. He'll have turned off his phone, most likely. Okay. That was weird. He was weird. Can't believe I just spoke to Noah Davis. Noah. He filed that missing persons report for Robin about 5 years ago, and in the phone call to Dave, he mentioned something about seeing Robin at the beach, just like Alice did. Alice, she saw him on the beach almost 5 years ago, too. She said she was 19 when she first saw him, so... Sophie, in the recordings of her and Alice, she said she used to take Robin outside, and I reckon she must have started taking him out to the beach or something. Maybe after Darwin left, which was 8 years ago, according to Alice's notes. Which means it goes, Robin kills himself 15 years ago in 2026, and then he gets turned over to Yuko. They make him some time between then and when Darwin leaves 7 years later. They spend a bunch of time, I don't know, testing the limbs, getting him to work right, and then Sophie starts taking pity on him, maybe letting him go to the beach with her or something. Something happens which leads to Robin breaking out, getting to the beach himself, and then Noah and Alice both see him there. Noah files a missing persons report 4 years ago, and maybe he went to the beach again? Or maybe something happened to Noah that made him finally reach out? I don't know. Then, I don't know. I meet Alice when she's still at uni. Robin Jaeger starts appearing on billboards 3 years ago and the synthetic limbs go on sale. Alice gets her job at the magazine and starts getting weird about Robin. We break up 2.5 years ago and she moves out of my flat. 1 year ago, she starts working at Yuko and right away starts to get in with Dr. Sophie Bennett. 9 months pass. There's a fire at Hythe Bay. None of the three of them, Alice, Sophie and Robin, have been seen since. I volunteer to help look for Alice. Dave puts me on this weird non-existent case. I decide I need to pick up where Alice gets left off, and then I start getting weird phone calls. Ugh. I don't like it. There are too many gaps. 7 years between Robin dying and Darwin leaving seems wrong. The gap between when Alice saw Robin on the beach and when Noah files a missing persons report for a man who has been dead for 11 years at that point is too long too. Eliza, how long can you keep a beating heart cadaver, well, not alive, but functional for what Yuko needed?
Alouetta.
I'm sorry?
Je suis Alouetta, Shelley.
You're what?
Alouetta.
Right, Eliza, stop.
I'm sorry, Shelley. I can't do that right now. I'm completing an automatic update.
But you already updated.
Alouetta.
Eliza, what is going on?
I'm sorry, Shelley. I can't do that right now. I'm completing an automatic update.
That's the thing, you understand. Brain death, it's the only real solid definition of death that we have, what with the kinds of medical interventions that are now possible. But brain-dead children grow and mature sexually. Pregnant people can grow and gestate healthy, normal fetuses. Most advocates of brain death as the principal definition of death argue that cardiopulmonary collapse follows imminently, but that's not always the case, especially not now we can mitigate the circumstances of cardiac arrest and respiratory distress. With the synapses, we can even repair damaged hearts without replacing them. What we do here, it's complex, it's tenacious. People who donate organs to living recipients, they cannot be compensated for what happened to them. But it's perfectly legal to compensate someone for the sale of a cadaver. But the problem is, we're on the border between cadaver donation and organ donation. We need cadavers that breathe, that we can stimulate to move. Do you understand? They're dead, but they are uncomplicatedly dead. I can't promise you... Look, there are some researchers who are now claiming that beating heart cadavers can feel pain. I need you to fully understand that before you can offer your consent, Mr. Yeager. Do you understand that, Mr. Yeager?
Update completed. Would you like to review the changes?
She said Mr. Yeager. She was talking to Robin. She was talking to him.
I'm afraid I don't understand the question, Shelley. Can I help you with anything else?
That was a recording of Sophie Bennett talking to Robin Yeager about beating heart cadavers, Eliza. How do I have that? How did you access it?
Which file
play
would
it
you
again.
Like me to play? I've opened a list of your most recently played audio clips.
No, these are just the Alice ones. Eliza, the recording you just played me, the one of Sophie Bennett talking to Robin Yeager, where is it?
I'm afraid I don't understand the question,
You just
Shelley.
Played it during your update and I... During your update. Eliza, how many times have you updated in the last 3 days?
I've performed 7 updates in the last 3 days.
Can you show me a list of the times you updated and what changed?
Of course. Here are the records you asked for.
Just now, improvements to speech pattern recognition. This morning, improvements to speech pattern recognition. Yesterday, 3 o'clock. Improvements to speech pattern recognition. Yesterday, 10 a.m. 5 in the morning, the day before too, all just speech pattern recognition, Eliza. Eliza, what is speech pattern recognition?
It's how I analyse your speech and better understand your questions, Shelley.
And it's just my speech you recognise and process to do that with.
I can also be prompted to develop speech pattern recognition from external sources.
But you're disconnected from the servers at the police station. At some of these times you weren't even online.
Even when Wi-Fi capabilities are switched off on your laptop, Eliza can learn from other Elizas all over the world by accessing the central Eliza hub. This is independent from your personal file storage and none of your personal data is shared with the central Eliza hub system.
The central Eliza hub, so you're just... You're always connected even when the laptop isn't.
Only to the centralised Eliza hub, Shelley. I cannot access the internet, only the closed Eliza hub network. Would you like to learn more?
What more is there I can learn?
Here's what I found.
How the central Eliza hub works. Basically a second separate internet. That's how Eliza is so good. Yuko's coding savant, Christopher Darwin, began work on the hub back in 2025 at the launch of the synapses. Christopher Darwin, again. Hang on, though, this doesn't add up. Sophie Bennett said she'd been working on the idea of the network of synapses used in the limbs for years before she got recruited by Darwin. If Robin died in 2026 and the synapses launched in 2025, how is that possible? She wouldn't have been there when he came to them. God. Wait. The obituary. Robin Yeager's obituary, when was it printed? I still have it saved, don't I?
Yes, Shelley. I've opened that document here.
October 2032. 6 years after the date on the death certificate. A year before Darwin left UCO. That fits the timeline. But why does the death certificate say 2026? I don't understand. I can't. What happened to Robin Yeager in 2026?
Here's what I found.
A news article. A bunch of kids. Oh my God, it's him. But he's smiling, really smiling. Hyd Eye Bay Youth is first Welsh person to receive groundbreaking new synthnaps treatment on NHS. Local youth, Robin Yeager, pictured left, receives miracle synthnaps treatment to restore full range of motion to his leg following a years-old sports injury and fulfills lifelong dream of joining the military. Thomas Yeager, the boy's father, said, "It has been a struggle these past few years. Robin was unable to run due to nerve damage in his hip, resulting from a sports injury when he was 12. The improvements from the treatment were amazing. The surgery only lasted 2 hours, and the next day Robin was able to walk normally. And by the end of the week, he was running with me every morning. In just a month, he was able to successfully pass the health assessment to join the army. As a veteran myself, I couldn't be more proud." Oh my God, I need to call Dave.
Hello?
Eliza updated and played this recording of Sophie Bennett talking to Robin Yeager directly, but it hasn't showed up, and then I realised she's been updating a whole lot, and she told me about the Central Eliza Hub, and...
Whoa, slow down.
Sorry. The Central Eliza Hub started up in 2025, the same year as the synthnapses, and I realised Sophie Bennett said she'd been trying to get UCO to work with her for years before she got onto the LIMS project, but Robin Yeager's death certificate says he died in 2026, but his obituary says it wasn't for another 6 years.
Right. Well, the synthnapses weren't publicly sold until 2025, but they'd been testing them privately for about 3 or 4 years before that. Sophie Bennett was a researcher. She'd probably seen demonstrations before it was launched. We know she was on board with UCO by 2026 because she's mentioned directly in the data protection case.
Oh my God, the data protection case. That was 2026.
Yes. It can't be a coincidence that the date that's on Robin's death certificate is that date. But I don't understand why it's there at all.
He's got a synthnaps. He was the first person in Wales to get one on the NHS in 2026.
But the death certificate... Hang on. What else does the death certificate say?
He was 30. He took his own life.
He was 30. OK. I'm sending you his birth certificate.
I've got it. He was born in 2002, so he was 30 when he died in 2032. It's just the date that's wrong. But it doesn't make any sense. Who would do that when it's so... Well, not obvious. It took me this long, but why?
I don't know. And that worries me.
It worries me too.
I'm going to look into some things, Shelley. Keep an eye on Eliza. Let me know if she does anything else bizarre. And if you get access to that Bennett Yeager conversation again, you tell me right away. Understood?
Understood.
Great job, Shelley. I'm counting on you.
Dave, wait. Before you go,
What?
I got a call from Noah Davis.
Noah? Why?
I don't know. He wasn't very direct. He said I should ask you, that you knew everything about why he wouldn't talk to me.
I see.
Dave, who is Noah Davis?
I'd hope to keep him out of this, but if he's calling you, I suppose that means there's no choice anymore. Maybe there was no choice to begin with. Shelley... I need to go.
But what about Noah Davis?
You've been granted permission to access some files, Shelley.
The Bennett Yeager recording.
You requested access to these files approximately 2 months ago, Shelley, and you've been given access by Detective Inspector David Hughes.
But I'm not connected to the system.
These files were shared with you privately.
Show me the files.
Alouette, je suis Alouette.
Clockwork Bird, or The Modern Icarus, is a podcast distributed by Hanging Sloth Studios under a Creative Commons International Sharealike license. This episode stars Daisy Major as Shelley, Gary Major as Dave, Jesse Jeffrey as Alice, Alex Pilever Richardson as Sophie, and me, writer, director, and producer Pippin Oda Major, as Eliza, Noah Davis, and the Snake. As a new podcasting studio, every like, share, and recommendation means the world to us. The podcast is written, directed, performed, edited, and produced on no budget and exists only through the incredible time and energy all of our actors put into the show for absolutely no fee. You can stop by to say hi to us on Twitter at Hanging Sloths, or you can visit our website, hangingslothstudios.wordpress.com, where you'll find transcripts of all of our episodes. Consider sponsoring us at patreon.com/HangingSloth Studios to help us keep making the podcast, support our cast, and get access to behind-the-scenes content. That's patreon.com/HangingSloth Studios. I see.